Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And a pleasant good evening to you, and welcome to the Capital City Recap on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. And as you can tell, I am not Michael Cohen. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Michael. Michael is vacationing for the next week and a half, so you've got me at least tonight and tomorrow night, and then after that, you're going to have a couple other guest hosts while Michael is away. So we hope you will stay tuned. And we got a great show lined up for you here this evening. Coming up in the program later on, we will be speaking with Anika Fascia from the Michigan League for Human Services. Going to talk about a report that they released recently involving correction spending versus education spending on the state level. Are we spending too much on corrections, not enough on education? We'll talk a little bit more about that report. Also coming up later on, we will speak with Bill Ballinger. He is the editor of Inside Michigan Politics. We'll get his take on Governor Snyder's budget proposal that was unveiled late last week. And also, we will speak with AAA Michigan spokeswoman Nancy Kane, talking about the gas prices, the weekly survey coming out today, and we will get the latest on that coming up toward the end of the show. Right now, let's go to our first guest, and he is on the line with us right now. No, we lost Andy Shore, and I believe... And we're going to try to get him. We're going to try to get Andy Shore back on the line. But once we do, Andy's going to give us a quick preview of tomorrow night's Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting, and also talk about some issues in county government, like the County Road Commission, that's still a hot topic these days, and also get his take as well on what's going on state government-wise, as he's got some state government ties. And I understand we do have Andy Shore back on the line. Andy Shore, member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Hi, Andy. How are you? And so let's try it. Andy, you there?
I'm here.
There we go. All right. Andy Shore of Ingham County Commissioners. Sorry about the little mishap that we had there for a few minutes, but we are glad to have you on the show tonight. And in just over 24 hours from now, Andy, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners will be meeting at the county courthouse in Mason. Caught a glimpse of the agenda for tomorrow night, a pretty thin agenda, but that doesn't mean necessarily that there's nothing important going on. What should the public know about tomorrow night's meeting?
You know, I reread my agenda again to see what to highlight with you, and there were three things that really stuck out in my mind, two which are more controversial, and one which is actually fairly important. Over the last few weeks, we've been trying to figure out what to do about rehiring a dental director. The county provides dental services for adults and children who can't afford it otherwise, and the staff came to us and asked for a director. So we're hiring another dentist, which will be 32 hours a week, doing dental work and 8 hours a week administrative, and that's controversial just because it seems like we're hiring another administrator, but in reality we're putting 32 hours more a week of dentistry out there for the community, and that draws down significant federal dollars, so it'll bring some revenues into the county to keep providing services. So that'll be a pretty big one to pass for, you know, health services for the population in Ingham County. The second one deals with our fair. We, over the last 2 years, have had what we call beer tents or beer and alcohol tents, and that can be controversial because some people don't want alcohol at the county fair. The fair board passed a resolution a few years ago to allow for it. The county commissioners gave them permission to do it, and that expires at the end of this year. So we are re-upping that and making it permanent, and it really hasn't had any problems. We were told there would be drunk people everywhere letting animals out, and the 4-H was very, very nervous, and we didn't have any of that. And it's a thing where people now can go down there before a concert, you know, have a drink at the beer tent. We haven't had any problems with over-drinking or drunk driving or anything like that, so it's been pretty successful. So we're going to make that permanent tonight, assuming the votes are there. The third resolution, which will not be controversial at all, which is pretty big, is that we're going to allocate about $3 million towards the Ingham Health Plan, which is our health plan that we offer to people who don't have health insurance so they can have co-pays and they go to hospitals and get certain procedures paid for. It's a tremendously successful program for people who don't have insurance, and it's not controversial, so it'll probably be on the consent agenda, but it'll still the $3 million from the county going to the Inc. Health Plan Corporation, which then gets a match from the federal government, and we get significant dollars to provide this for our citizens. So that's a pretty important one, and we'll be doing that tomorrow night also.
One big issue in the county that is not on the agenda is the Ingham County Road Commission. Do you expect any discussion at all tomorrow night about what's going on with the Road Commission, especially with the state legislature passing their resolution a week ago?
You know, I would expect we'll have public comment. We seem to have that at almost every meeting. The issue for us, there were two issues. Issue one was the legislature hadn't passed it, and the governor still hasn't signed it, although he will. The real issues are trying to merge the two. We've passed 15-1 a resolution to start moving in that direction, and now we need the controller to come back to us with all the different variables on the table. You know, you've got different healthcare systems and different pension systems and different bargaining units, and there are a whole bunch of, it's like having two separate governments combined. You know, when we did the zoo, that took months and months, 6 or 8 months after we passed the ballot initiative to bring the zoo under the county. So this is going to take a little while. The controller is going to put together some recommendations, and then over probably the next, I would expect, few weeks or maybe, you know, 2-3 months, they're going to come to county services, and we're going to have some decisions to make over how we merge some of these, or do we keep them separate and, you know, new employees go into the county system. So it's kind of the devil's in the details on this one. We will be doing, you know, considering that over time. I mean, the Road Commission did come in and speak with us last Tuesday, and they requested another year because they have new leadership and new plans. And so there's a lot of things on the table, but as of right now, the county board, under a 15-1 vote, is moving forward and bringing this operation in-house as soon as the governor signs the legislation, once the details are firm. And that'll take some time. You know, you don't want to rush something like this just to get it wrong and have to go back and do it again, or have lawsuits or things like that. We need to get it right. So I expect it'll come back again over the next few weeks or months to the County Services Committee and then to the Board of Commissioners, but not by tomorrow night.
And before we let you go, Andy, and we are talking to Andy Shore, Ingham County Commissioner, and also a state representative candidate. Talk about your campaign for a little bit, Andy, while we have a minute. How are things going?
And it's going really well. It's going really well. You know, we've raised quite a bit of money. We raised $50,000 last year, which is about halfway through to our goal. So we'll be able to communicate with our constituents and voters. You know, I've been meeting with neighborhood associations and meeting with a variety of groups and constituents, and there have been lots of people who have been just tremendously supportive. You know, my wife and family are supportive. I'm getting all kinds of great feedback. You know, I'm ready for the winter to end and the weather to break so I can go start knocking doors. We're pushing forward. The website's online, so it's www.andyshore.com, spelled S-C-H-O-R. We're taking volunteers. We've got, you know, hundreds of lawn sign locations. We've got tons of volunteers and teams ready to go. So, you know, I'm pushing forward towards August and really excited for the Democratic primary. And, you know, we're moving. And check out the website.
Ingham County Commissioner Andy Shore. And once again, that Board of Commissioners meeting set for tomorrow night at 6:30 at the County Courthouse in Mason. Andy, once again, our apologies for the technical difficulties, but we do appreciate your time this evening. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's been great.
And we will be